focus on Trump and, you know, the administration's response, which is obviously abhorrent, but that the face of this virus is not.
Yo, this is the Fat King Madzal saying, you're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Ha!
Hay acciones cotidianas para ayudar a prevenir la propagación de enfermedades respiratorias. Lávese las manos. Evite el contacto cercano con las personas enfermas. Evite tocarse los ojos, la nariz y la boca. Quédese en casa cuando esté enfermo. Cúbrase al toser o estornudar. Limpie y desinfecte de manera frecuente los objetos que toca. Para obtener más información, visite cdc.gov/COVID-19. Este mensaje es gentileza de la National Association of Broadcasters y de esta estación.
WGXC Underwriting Support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Lillian Liu of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's, and yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. With infinite complacence, people went to and fro over the earth about their little affairs, serene in the assurance of their dominion over this small, spinning fragment of solar driftwood, which by chance or design, man has inherited out of the dark mystery of time and space.
Settled on one pandemic-era theme song with Mad Mossy Productions' epic remix of Star Trek Dominion War theme. I, Corey McCaslin, welcome you to Forgotten Geek on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, Hudson. Let's get right into geek speak. Going forward, things might be a little less touchy-feely, at least in Warner's TV productions. A recent conference call revealed that when shooting begins again on such shows as the superhero roster, Westworld, and the Chuck Lorre stable of sitcoms, love scenes and close contact fights are likely to be eliminated for the near future. There are also likely to be no studio audiences for multicam sitcoms, and they will keep writers' rooms and casting process virtual. Begun the theater war has. Following Universal's announcement, more of their future films would go to premium VOD in the wake of Trolls 2's success. AMC declared they will no longer carry the studio's films, and Regal Cinemas quickly joined. This isn't the only way the studio has stepped in it over the toyetic property. As a Hollywood Reporter reports, voice actors on the film like Justin Timberlake and Anna Kendrick are fuming because box office-based bonuses associated with the film's performances are obviously not happening. Help us, Taika Waititi, you're our only hope. StarWars.com confirmed rumors that the Oscar-winning genre Wonderkin will helm a Star Wars movie following his directorial contributions to The Mandalorian. Speaking of which, THR revealed the Mando will face his predecessor, as Temuera Jango Fett Morrison will portray his more famous son Boba next season. Deadline reports Paramount is doubling down on its efforts to keep the Flag and Transformers franchise alive, and thankfully, like the previous acclaimed but underperforming installment Bumblebee, neither project includes the name Michael Bay. Contradicting my speculation that the Netflix mini had replaced it, the animated movie origin story is back on, with Toy Story 4 director Josh Cooley helming. The studio has also staked out July 2022 for one of two live-action projects in development, King Arthur, Legend of the Sword Rider, Shelby Harrell's continuation of the Bumblebee continuity, and murder mystery scribe James Vanderbilt's adaptation of the beloved Beast Wars. Because some of you out there might care, I report that LeBron revealed the subtitle for his Space Jam sequel is A New Legacy. Sorry, Jammers, unless that legacy is a reboot of Tiny Toons, I'm not interested. That holds true for the next unnecessary sequel in spite of my love for the original. Still unrevealed on Instagram, he and Warners are working on a Demolition Man sequel. Really, at this point, they might as well do a gritty sequel to Oscar, as was joked about back when he did Rocky Balboa last decade. And hey, in case there are any Twilight readers in my audience, no judgment. Stephanie Myers announced through Hachette Book Group that August will finally see the release of Midnight Sun, which recounts the saga from Mr. Sparkle himself, Edward Cullen's POV, over a decade after she shelved it following an online leak of an early draft. A more welcome continuation in my book, especially given the participants' track records, is Hellraiser. Separate to and possibly competing with David Goyer's theatrical reboot, will be an HBO series show run by Halloween 2018 helmer David Gordon Green, which will go the soft reboot route and treat the previous 10 films as part of the mythology, but yeah, they'll probably just call back to the first three. Our first set starts appropriately with Everything's Tuesday by Chairman of the Board.
Shadow on the wall, shrinking small. each gonna work it on out. I'm gonna take my girl, gonna splash in the water. You know she'll teach me a lot, she's a school teacher's daughter.
First set started with Chairman of the Boards, Everything's Tuesday, then Waterproof Tinker Toys, A Little Bit of This and A Little Bit of That, and ended with the recently passed Little Richard's Ready Teddy. Mary Marvel's Cinematic Margin Society News Time starts out with a blob-sized grain of salt. MCU Cosmic, who to their credit broke the news on the Eternals movie and Hawkeye miniseries, claims that the next MCU event that upcoming movies will set up is based on the much-reviled Ultimatum crossover. Geek History Time. Considered the shark jumper for both the grim and gritty Ultimate Universe continuity and writer Jeff Loeb's career, the story had Magneto, already worse than a 616 counterpart, going genocidal maniac after Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver's deaths, and destroying huge swaths of the world. Doesn't sound so bad on the surface, and if this is true, that's all they'll end up using anyways, like they did with Civil War and the Infinity Saga, so no worry about Blah making a racist joke after devouring the Wasp. I'm only giving it that grain of salt because the basic premise would be a good jumping off point to introduce the X-Men through Magneto's threat and explain the prejudice against them. Or change it to Doctor Doom and Submariner, though the former isn't really his style, and given plans for Scarlet Witch, they could even throw in some House of M. Speaking of medium retranslations, Phantom Wire reports Shang-Chi will recontextualize another relation of the Master of Kung Fu. They say Awkwafina's role is Fa Lo Sui. While she was Shang Sis in the book, she will be an unrelated potential love interest. Tony Xu Wai Ling's betrayal of the Iron Man villain may also be his adopted father, actually, running an orphanage to train future minions that include Shang. The Cinema Spot reports that the Iron Man legacy will continue in Disney Plus form, as they've begun developing a series based around Ironheart, aka 15-year-old old prodigy Riri Williams. The face of the previous incarnation of Marvel streaming debunked and dashed fan hopes. Charlie Cox telling comicbook.com his version of Daredevil will not be representing Spidey in court in his third film. Oh, Sony, you try so hard and then you plop face first into some word salad. Their previous name for the Spideyverse movies / TV, Sony's universe of Marvel characters may have been uninspiring, but it didn't get ripped apart on social media like the new one has. The redub mouthful is Sony Pictures Universe of Marvel Characters, or SPUMP. Sony Universe of Marvel's some. See, I came up with that off the top of my head, and it doesn't remind anyone of animation studios headed by a Me Too creator. Disney is eyeing a total reboot of those wacky Pirates of the Caribbean. Diz Insider reported that they are looking at making Red, the female buccaneer from the original ride, the central character, and Karen Gillan, who already played Pirate in her Doctor Who time, is at the top of the casting list. Hercules, come on down, you're next on the list of Disney live-action remakes. The Russo brothers will produce Shang-Chi writers David Callahan's script, fleshing out their 90s take on the demigod. Naturally, fans are already calling for Danny DeVito to reprise his role, and I say at least try to keep James Woods, maybe promise him some points if he stays off Twitter. National Treasure is looking to make up for its decade-long absence, as several months after reports a third entry is developing, Jerry Bruckheimer told Collider they're also developing a Disney Plus series featuring a new cast. The Right Stuff will be launching from a different pad, as DiCaprio and Jennifer Davison's 8-episode readaptation of Tom Wolfe's account of the 60s space program for Nat Geo will now be that network's first original work for Disney+. The mouse-eared streamer is also getting in on that R.L. Stine comeback, Seth Graham Smith showrunning an adaptation of Stine's Boom Studios comic Just Beyond, about three mysterious students trying to blend in and make friends at a new school while avoiding the pursuit of an evil cybernetic monster. But the series that started it all for the master of YA horror is far from forgotten, as Goosebumps movie producer Neil H. Moritz has begun work on a new TV adaptation of the original Goosebumps novels. This set starts off with a surprising singer from a forgotten film, though neither the singer or director are forgotten. For Milos Forman's early effort taking off, here's Kathy Bates making her film debut, singing And Even the Horses Had Wings.
I was born into a world full of angels and kings, and there was some place to grow and someone to be. And even in the darkest of storms, you knew that the sun was still there. And set on laughter, and a star was meant to be touched, and a dream to be after, and at the end of each day was the wonder of each night. And the world
I knew as a child. And it can't be me that's changed. It's got to be the world. And somehow we can mend it, we can make it like it was. We can make it like it was before. When even the horses had wings. I'm dying in a world that will die before death. Because angels don't exist. Never laugh. And I'm afraid I've forgotten, I believe, that there really was a world where even the horses had wings. Something that I meant to do. But it's been so long ago that I really can't remember what it was. Horses? Cheeky girl.
Second set started with Kathy Bates and Even the Horses Had Wings from Milos Forman's 1971 film Taking Off. That was followed by Joni Mitchell's The Magdalene Diaries. The insanity of Tiger King is getting an injection of some of that magical Nick Cage madness. Variety breaking that the unpredictable thespian will make his TV starring debut in CBS television studio and Imagine's fictionalization of the quarantine hit. CBS also handed out series order to their Latifah-led Equalizer reimagining and Clarice, which will see Rebecca Breed stepping into Jodie Foster and Julianne Moore's shoes. 2 Sundays ago, AD, Joel Hodgson unveiled the future of MST3K through a live YouTube special, which is still up, which introduced new host Emily Marge as Emily Crenshaw, Connor McGiffin and Nate Bagel as Servo and Crow, and Yvonne Freeze as the renamed out of sensitivity slash redesigned for easier puppet wrangling GPC. They riffed a new short and added new riffs during a rewatch of Season 1 Experiment Moon 02. Joel says any potential continuation will use this cast, with Freeze also portraying Pearl Forrester clone Megacynthia, though Jonah Ray's presence at another webcast indicates the Netflix-era cast isn't completely out of the picture. The mixed reaction from animation nerds to the wildly successful Sausage Party included hope that said success would lead to more adult-oriented movie tunes, and fears they might fall into some of the same traps primetime TV adult animationists have fallen into often. I think that hope has been paid off, as Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg will follow up Sausage Party with an adaptation of hit podcast Bubble. The acclaimed Maximum Fun scripted comedy created by Jordan Morris follows a group of friends brought together via a monster hunting app in a domed city. Heading the bottom of the hour for Forgotten Geek on WGXC, here's the original rock radio version of controversial techno hit James Brown is Dead by LA Style.
James Brown is dead.
Everything he had and the revolution had come. But I never could believe the things they did and said. Have you heard the news today?
James Brown is dead.
I'd rather be a killer than a victim of circumstance. I just won't listen when you tell me how to dance. James Brown shook the ground with everything he said. But now those days are over, 'cause
James Brown is dead.
Total chaos. Man is resurrected, I'm confused that things are getting hectic in my brain. What is happening? Could this be a big misunderstanding? It is. The hardworking man is showbiz. It's alive, so your buses don't be misled. Trust the news, man said.
James Brown is dead.
Everything he had and the revolution had come. yesterday.
James Brown is dead.
Thank you.
Forgotten Geek on WGXC. Last set started with the rock radio mix of LA Styles' James Brown is Dead, followed by Janet Jackson's Supremes sampling If. Now our next set starts with the most mysterious song on the internet, an unknown post-punk slash early goth song recorded off West German radio in the early 80s that webizens, particularly on YouTube, have been mostly fruitlessly trying to determine the band behind.
Warm leatherette. melt on your burning flesh. You can see your reflection in the luminescent dash. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. A tear of petrol is in your eye. The handbrake penetrates your thigh. Quick, let's make love before you die. On warm leatherette. On warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Join the car crash set.
I felt without style or grace, wearing shoes with no socks in cold weather. I knew my heart was in the right place. I knew I'd be able to do these things. And as you watch him digging his own grave, it was important to know that what's where he that is what he believed. He'll keep on digging for 1,000 years. I'm walking in line. Never get to say much. To talk, tell us a little bit, but not too much. Right about then, it's where she give up. She has closed her eyes, she has give up hope. I'm walking around, I hate to be. I'm turning around.
prior set started with an unknown artist, an unknown song, known only for now as the most mysterious song on the internet. One of the videos on this pitched an obscure but identified band as possible creators, but as I remarked to former co-host Jillian, the problem is that everyone in that genre was pretty much trying to sound like Ian Curtis. Then we heard the Normals' Warm Weather Leatherette, and a certain ratio covering Talking Heads' Houses in Motion. Tip for punk rock fans, publisher Discord has put up their entire 40-year library up for free streaming on Bandcamp. Also a tip and minor correction, several more Forgotten Geek specials can be found on the WGXC site, including my TV follow-up to Multiversal Casting Couch. I bring that up for not just self-promotion, but because I forgot a really good Keanu Woe meme-worthy bit of trivia for the sitcom segment. One of the greatest casting bullets dodged was when Gene Hackman's audition to betray family-blending patriarch Mike Brady on The Brady Bunch didn't go any further. In my opinion, that outdoes Seth Green getting passed over for a role in Small Wonder, and two awful low-budget 80s superhero pilots that star Scott Bakula wouldn't have been able to leap out of in the sci-fi cult stardom had they been picked up. Our final set for today's edition starts with Patti Smith's cover of U2's Until the End of the World.
Seen you in quite a while. I was down the hole just passing time, and last time we met was a low-lit room. We were as close together as a bride and a groom. We ate the food, we drank the wine, everybody having a good time. Except you. You were talking about the end of the world. I took the money, I spiked your drink. You miss too much these days if you stop to think. You led me on with those innocent eyes. You know I love the element of surprise. In the garden I was playing the tart. I kissed your lips and broke your heart. And you were acting like it was the end of the world. Love. In my dream I was drowning my sorrows, but my sorrows they learned to swim and surround me, going down on me, spilling over the brim. Waves of regret and waves of joy. I reached out for the one I tried to destroy, and you said you'd wait till the end of the world. You said you'd wait till the end of the world. Thank you.
Although we both sit close together,
we feel miles apart inside.
Was it something I said or something I did?
Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorns,
just like every night has its dawn,
just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song.
Musically sacrilegious set started with the legendary Patti Smith version of Until the End of the World, and then I followed that with the legendary, for completely different reasons, Kidz Bop cover of Poison's Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and sound. We're going out today with Taps, My Forbidden Lover.